July 21, 2015. Stock markets have been relatively flat over the last 3 months. The biggest newsmaker is obviously Greece, being crushed under a humongous debt load of 451 billion euros owed to its eurozone partners. The Greek government decided to call a referendum so its people can decide whether to pay its creditors back. Surprise! They decided not to. Surprise again! They have done it 5 times since Greece's independence, 187 odd years ago. In fact, Greece has spent approximately half of those 187 years since it achieved independence from the Ottoman Empire in a state of default and therefore denied access to international capital markets, a position it is likely to resume in the very near future. As the old adage says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. What about fool me 5 times? Members of the European Union should have studied the Latin epic poem written by Virgil 2,000 odd years ago, Timeo Danaos et Dona Ferentes. In English, it would translate into, I fear the Danaans, Greeks, even those bearing gifts. Markets don't seem to care too much about whether Greece stays or leaves the eurozone. To put the whole situation into perspective, Greece is a country of 11 million people, with an economy of $283 billion, roughly 1.6% of the European Union's economy of $17.6 trillion. The bigger risk is what will ensue if Greece obtains special treatment, i.e. a restructuring of its debt to a more manageable amount, whereas Ireland